talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex, with a capital X. And sex is what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Radio Susie One in the soul of downtown L.A. We are here at the Speakeasy, and we are so grateful to be here. We're so happy to be with you, my darling listeners. We've been out and about in Hollyweird. It's actually not so weird. It's really, Hollywood is middle America in many ways. And so we went all the way to Iowa tonight, and now we're back. We were actually in West Hollywood by way of Iowa, but we had a good time. It was good. It was fun. And we went to Hazel's birthday, and, you know, she's a really cool lady from the Merv company. Hey, Milena. Milena came with me.
Hi.
She helped me get dressed.
Beautiful.
You're beautiful. You have another beautiful outfit on now.
This is my stretchy naked dress.
Oh, stretchy naked.
Yes.
What was the other one?
The sucked in spandex dress.
Yeah, but pretty much naked underneath.
Everything always is.
Well, I'm in white. The theme tonight was Palm Springs in the 70s, so I thought white. You know, and you were Cher.
Yes,
and now Michael here. Michael was Michael. Which was good.
Great. Come from the 70s, so it felt natural.
And yeah, we were at Hotel Le Petit. It was a very nice hotel owned by the Ashkenazi
family. Clan, right?
Yeah. Yes. And yeah. Max came as the captain. We met a real captain on a real yacht.
Right, we
yacht.
Met a real captain.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to go to his yacht.
A real yacht, 1953, totally restored, 70-foot
beautiful yacht that just sort of floats back and forth between Malibu and Marina Del Rey.
And Catalina.
Oh, yeah, Catalina. That's we nice will life. Float on it. Yeah. But we're glad to be home, you know? Aren't we
That's
glad
true.
To be home? We're glad to be home. We're glad to be back in the Speakeasy.
Thank you.
You know, we're glad to be back in the soul of downtown L.A. We're glad to be back with you, darling listeners. We're a little late, and we are terribly sorry about that. We shouldn't be late, but we are. There's lots of traffic. Everyone was going to downtown, not just us. If you'd like to call and talk to us, we can talk to you about any number of things tonight. We don't have a solid subject, actually. But
we can make up one.
We'll see. We're going to talk to Milena about her life and her feelings and her truth. And we're also going to talk to Main Loop Sergio Lopez. He's an artist.
Sergio Lopez.
Sergio Lopez. We're going to talk to him. And we're going to talk to you, too, my darling listener. Our number is 213-749-1330. You can call that number from anywhere in the world, or if you're in North America, we'll pay for your call with our toll-free number.
Ooh.
Can't beat that.
No.
Right. That's 1-866-289-7068. So, what are we going to do? Let's see. When is our guest coming on that's on the phone? Do we know?
That I don't know.
Does Brad know?
We have to talk to one of our producers.
Okay. Brad is producing.
I told him I'd call
him. Okay, so you can call him in a little while. I'm going to talk to Milena now.
Okay.
I giggle when I'm nervous.
Are you nervous?
Are you nervous?
Really?
What are you nervous about?
I'm so excited that you're nervous.
Just a little bit. You're a sex therapist.
I know, but while I was there at the very end, I'm wearing this white skirt, perfectly pristine. I can't tell you. I was very careful about how I ate the hors d'oeuvres and drank the drinks and everything.
We were all
and
very proper.
And then this drunken Hollywood executive pours a drink down my ass.
See, that's why I need to be with you, because I would have popped her.
You were not with me.
I would have drugged her,
I was
beat her.
Down in the, you know, it wouldn't have done any good, though. She did it so fast. It just goes to show these accidents happen so fast. I mean, just...
She could have apologized.
Everything was cool. I was perfectly clean. And then within seconds...
Michael's taking pictures, listeners, just so you know.
Yeah. That's why I hesitated there. But
that,
within seconds...
That's what that clicking is.
I had a sea breeze down the crack of my ass. I'm serious.
It's not funny. It's really not funny.
It actually
would have felt good if I wasn't wearing a white skirt.
With beautiful black fishnets
but
underneath.
I have to say, though, it did create an opportunity to...
To feel up my ass.
No.
Why?
Yes,
you
did.
To clean it up. Okay,
clean
Susie, I'm cleaning up your ass here.
And he pulls up your skirt.
Squeeze, pulling up your shirt.
To clean it up and give you a different look that others appreciated. I mean, come on, let's be a utilitarianist here. John Stuart Mill, you know, and make happiness and look at the upside.
Thank you, Michael,
well,
for helping us see the upside
again?
Of having a drink poured down my ass.
It was because he didn't have it poured down his ass.
It's called upskirts.
Are you jealous? Would you like me to pour this drink down your ass?
Well, you're my doctor, so if that's what you want,
water down my ass.
If you prescribe that, I mean, I don't have an issue.
I
mean, you know, it's like...
So that had a combination of vodka, cranberry, and grapefruit juice.
Ooh, maybe that'll come in,
it'll be
tasty later.
What's up with your mic here?
What?
I don't know. Hold on.
It's down with my mic. My mic is doing weird things.
Yeah. Something.
That's true.
Okay, it's over here.
Test.
Okay, no, we're relaxed here.
Okay,
it's right there.
Relaxing. Something's wrong with my mic.
It's right in here. It's in this connection right there. Right there.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
That's better.
There you go. Okay.
All righty, we're cool.
Got it.
Let's talk about
Let's talk about you.
Let me hear you again, Susan.
That's the most boring Pollyanna subject in the world.
No, we lost it again.
I just couldn't think of...
Brand, okay, here we go. This is a very sensitive connection.
Something's wrong there, okay.
That needs to be tilted in just the right way. Okay, which it is right now, but that means I can't move. Okay, you know, she can't talk to me if you're taking pictures of her constantly.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. So, tell me, Milena, where are you from?
I am from a very small state in the Midwest that I'm not going to name on the air.
A small state in the Midwest. I thought you were from Utah.
No, actually, I'm from Idaho.
Oh, Idaho.
Idaho, Utah, Weedaho.
Utah? Okay, I got to...
Okay, because...
Wait, here we go.
All right.
I thought Idaho and...
Yeah, it's Idaho.
This is going in and out. It's hard for me to keep this straight here. Okay. Okay, so so then you need to talk, Milena, because my voice is
testing.
Going in and out and in and out.
It is
a show about sex, so it's okay to go in and out. So, Idaho.
Sometimes that's the idea.
And, okay.
Can you hear yourself?
I can sort of hear myself going in and out.
Can you hear yourself?
Now, I can. Yeah. If I keep talking,
keep talking.
Test, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
That's
6,
better.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Molto bene.
Okay, molto bene. Okay. So tell me about your youth.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Juicy stuff.
I don't have anything juicy.
When's the first time you had sex?
I was 18.
18? Mm-hmm. Really? You did it on like your 18th birthday? You went, now I can do it. Legal.
Pretty much.
Really? And who'd you pick? Or who picked you?
This little boy that I really liked.
Little?
Well,
not too little.
No.
He was over 18, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But little, I don't know.
I was in college, and I was also in New York modeling,
uh-huh.
And I decided that I was finally going to do it because everyone else had, and I thought it was time.
And you were modeling?
Yes, I've modeled since I was 15.
You modeled since you were 15, but you never had sex during
No.
all those modeling years?
No.
No, it was a very kind of wholesome modeling.
No, I modeled swimsuits and sexy things, but I come from a very religious conservative.
Oh, let's get into that juicy stuff.
Republican
background. Can we talk about what religion?
Sure.
Okay.
I was raised a Mormon, believe it or not.
Mormon.
My mother was a Mormon.
And
my father wasn't.
How many sister wives did your mother have?
Oh, none. They abolished that in the 1800s, actually.
Well, how come they do it on HBO?
Because it's HBO.
No, really. They don't have sister wives?
No.
I'm disappointed.
Except the people that have been kicked out of the church.
Oh, okay. So yeah. There's some people that are call themselves Mormon, but they're not official.
Well, they're
accepted.
Mormon fundamentalists. Yeah, the Mormon Church doesn't
allow
them.
Wasn't a sect that divided back in the 1880s, and they left.
Sometimes
their
I think
thing.
I wish I would. Yeah.
It's not the Brigham Young Church. It was a different group that.
So, yeah, they're not acknowledged as Mormons.
Although Brigham Young had quite a few wives.
He had quite a few wives, right? Brigham Young. He's still the acknowledged great leader.
Yes, he is.
And
yeah.
He had how many wives? I think even
I
more
don't
than
know.
Four.
I stopped listening to all of that. I think he had about four at a time, though.
Well, maybe he only had four at a time, but he had like 16 altogether.
Yeah, it's so funny the way that they package it now. They're like
musical wives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know the Hall of Fame quarterback, Steve Young, who played for the 49ers.
Yeah, he was
six touchdowns in the Super Bowl when they took out the Chargers. He's a direct descendant of Brigham Young.
So am I.
Really?
He played at BYU, and so are you.
So am I. Yeah.
So that's,
you know
that shows
what?
Why she has such strength. I mean,
a lot of Mormons
sense.
Are direct descendants of Brigham Young.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on. You know, he had a lot of direct descendants.
So I'm the wild, crazy, sexy girl in my town. They think I'm wild and crazy and sexy. I'm actually, you know, incredibly boring and straight, but they think that I'm wild and sexy.
Well, you're pretty straight.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
You know, she hasn't gone after me yet, so she must be pretty straight.
She has plenty of divinity coming from, of course, Brigham Young.
Right.
She's very pious, and I think that piety counts.
My manager over here. Oh, my
God. Well, you have a lot going for you, Milena.
Thank you.
You
have to guide me with these questions. I get nervous when we talk about
it. When did you realize that you were a sex pot?
I don't think I am.
Well, you've at least realized it since you've been here.
Because you're operatic diva.
Well, I can dress like one, and I can sing like one, and I can act like one. But then when I'm myself, when you're asking me questions, then I get really giggly and nervous.
Sex pots do that. They get giggly and nervous. That's okay. Oh, look who's here.
A real guest. I'm a real guest. I'm just kidding.
Did you see that Kindness is here? Okay. Hi, Kindness.
Hello, Kindness.
Kindness.
That's a cute
is
name ever.
Getting on
dog.
The radio. Yeah, she's a.
You can hear that.
A friendly pit bull.
So when you're on the radio or when you do your therapy, you can ask any question under the sun. People ask you all kinds of sexy questions.
They do, but they're not right now because I think I'm late.
Okay.
We're late.
So I'm asking you sexy questions.
You can ask me sexy questions. I told you they're the only one I've ever said, yes, I will answer your sexy questions. Most of the time I'm like, don't ask
now,
me about this,
way,
don't ask me about that.
Let me just say that I can, if I ask a question you don't want to answer it, you can say, I would rather not answer that.
Oh, yeah.
Like you did about the state.
And then I told you anyway.
Well, you know, again, up to you. So when did you have your first orgasm?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
We're moving on.
We don't want to answer that one.
She can take the fifth.
I don't know. I had mine by myself. I had mine when I was 19 in my college dorm.
Really? You're so courageous.
Right there at Saybrook, huh?
Yeah. I was a sophomore.
Congratulations.
And he has to take a picture of me when I said that, you know.
I think I was about 27.
27. All right, see? So see, ladies who are 26 and haven't had an orgasm yet? Wow.
Yeah, oh boy.
27. All right, here. So, cheers. By yourself or with someone?
With someone.
With someone. Wow.
Yep, that was my birthday last month. And your birthday.
Right.
Yep.
It was your birthday. What has that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
You were 28?
Oh.
So you're a Gemini also?
Yes.
We're Geminis. Gosh. So there's four of us.
Mm-hmm. Only 9 days apart.
Wow. So it was your birthday. Okay, I don't want to get too bogged down in the birthday business, you know, because then people start asking me how old.
Astrology questions.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I don't know astrology.
So, you started singing and modeling and...
acting.
And flailing.
That came later.
But
that was an accident.
How did a Mormon, you know, kind of nice girl like you get involved with the fetish world? Because we met you at the bondage gala.
Right. I design leather clothing. Some of it is very sexy.
Yes.
All kinds of celebrities and strange people like myself. I just wear the sexy stuff. People think I'm a dominatrix, and I'm really honored by that, actually. I think it's really cool. But no, I don't know anything about it, actually.
I kind of thought you were dominatrix when I first met you.
Thank you.
I thought you were actually the Red Queen from Alice in Wonderland.
I was going for that. I really was.
Yeah.
Cats and rabbits would reside in fancy little houses. You know that little song?
I don't know that song, but you could sing it.
Oh, that's it. it's from Alice in Wonderland. In a world of my own, all the flowers. You know the little Alice when she's anyway. I'm a Disney.
Oh, this is from Disney.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know that.
Big Disney cartoon person.
Good. Beauty.
She's a Disney victim.
Disney victim. Oh. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I still watch all those Disney. Yeah.
You know, Disney invented childhood. Before Disney, there was no childhood.
Actually, the Victorians invented childhood before
Did they?
Disney. Yeah, but Disney turned it into
an
art
popular,
form.
Right.
Before that, it was all child labor.
Right. The way it should be. Get to work, kid.
We might have to go back to that.
Right.
These kids are too soft today.
Right.
I'm worried about the future. These people, like, they'll take care of us in 40
Throw
years.
Throw them out in the rice paddies, baby.
Heck yeah, I was tasseling corn. I was 11, 12 years old.
Right. I was picking strawberries.
She knows what it's about.
You know, the Latino labor in the
I was working in...
Melina had it going
the Italians.
That's yeah.
I was selling Kool-Aid, man, in Montclair, New Jersey at the curb.
What was in there?
In the Kool-Aid?
Yeah. That's what I want
to
know.
They named it after me.
It was like Kool-Aid.
Yeah. He's still drinking it, too, everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The Kool-Aid.
Yeah, we all are.
Really?
No.
No. Some people are.
Ever since Jim Jones.
No, some people still
drink
Kool-Aid.
Oh, let's not go there.
Well, Jim Jones, he told a bunch of people to drink Kool-Aid and they all died.
Oh, well, it was mass suicide. They knew what they were doing.
That was the massive suicide. It was like.
Well, it was.
They're in a cult, you know. If you're in a cult, crazy things happen. Don't join a cult.
It was laced with something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kool-Aid always to me.
Cyanide.
Kool-Aid.
Connotation.
It's about 800 people.
My Kool-Aid.
It's about 800 people perished there in Guyana. There was about 29
years. That's okay.
Years ago.
Bounce away.
I'm like dancing Kool-Aid. Over here. I'm bouncing.
You know, they burned his little temple there on Lombard down.
No, I didn't know that. In San Francisco?
Yeah, that's where
Jim
it all
Jones.
Started. Yeah, they burned.
Well,
it
you know.
Too.
They burned it. Who burned it?
Can you get
somebody
closer
did.
To your microphone?
If he killed my mother, I'd
somebody
bomb his
did.
Ass too,
yeah,
you know?
There you go. Yeah, you gotta, yeah. That's it.
If someone in my family died, yeah. I'd take him out, you know?
Yeah, I remember going up there in the early 80s. And
you're pretty tough, Melina.
Yeah.
She was ready to go after the girl that poured a drink down my ass. Right. She says, tell me which one it is.
Well, they don't
show me. Show me. Where is she?
They don't call her Mercenary Melina for nothing. Come on.
That's true. That's true. It's like only the people who have it coming know. It's not. It's you know. It's
show me the guy. Which one was he?
Like, where was his name? Do you know where he lives? You know. Tell me this thing. You know.
It's true. I mean,
dirty bitch.
You're Italian. You know.
Yeah, I know about that. Break his legs. Break her legs.
Oh. Whatever is silent, whatever doesn't make any sound, you know.
Okay, so we have a call. Now someone's
calling. We have a caller?
No, I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
I just heard the phone ring.
So we should get our guest that's going to be on the phone. Mm-hmm. And, Bran, did you send me something to my Gmail? You didn't.
You are so technologically advanced. You were Twittering in the
some
back
kind
of a Mercedes tonight.
I was. But that was everybody. Great. You should have seen when I was waiting for an elevator, there were two people Twittering standing next to me.
What?
Yeah.
In the Hotel Le Petit.
Well, Susie's always been ahead of the curve.
I mean. Oh, we're here at the Petit.
I'm just trying to keep up.
We're at the Petit Hotel right here, right now. We're going up an elevator. Yes, we are.
We're making out in the elevator.
Twitter.
Okay, so we're going to be talking with Sergio Lopez. I'm trying to find his art, but...
Sergio.
He's wearing whiteface in his picture here.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's on the main loop.
Oh, no, no.
Main loop.
I was
like, oh, my goodness.
No, you got to send it to her because she's actually doing... What is this? Who is this? Oh, Sergio's on line 3.
Okay,
can they hear on hold, by the way? Do we know that? Are we technologically advanced tonight?
Okay. Here, maybe you can just get in here.
You got a great voice for radio, Max.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I'm on the radio.
I know. Okay, we're punching ourselves in here.
Okay. Sergio, we're going
to
be right
with
you.
We are going to talk about sex. Don't worry. We're getting to it.
Getting to it. Actually, I saw Sergio.
We've already been talking about orgasm.
I saw Sergio's work. It's beautiful.
I
want to get him to... I want to commission him to do a little logo.
A logo. Oh, yeah.
He's really some beautiful work. No, but you got to go to
where do I go?
Just keep strolling along.
Strolling? Oh, here's some naked person.
Yeah,
here's
naked. Oh, Sergio, what happened to you? Such a
Sergio,
nice boy.
Come back, darling, please.
And now you grew up, and now you're making naked pictures. Hooray.
Hello, is Sergio there?
Hold on, I'm going to put him on. Okay, ready? Go ahead.
Hello, Sergio.
Hello.
Welcome to Radio Susie One.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. No, we're all here. We're all on the air, riding those waves.
Baby.
Sounds good.
Oh, so I'm looking at your work. It's very sexy, some of it. You know, the part that I'm looking at.
All right.
Here's a sexy girl with stockings and garter belt laying down. She's wearing striped stockings.
Oh, yeah.
I like those. And there's somebody's back. That's kind of sexy. So you're obviously a painter and an illustrator.
Right.
And just a general all-around artist.
That would be right, yeah.
Yeah, and... Very good one. So, what inspires you?
What inspires me? Just about everything, really.
That's too many things.
Day to day life.
Be specific,
movies,
Sergio.
Comics. Of course, pretty women.
What kind of pretty women?
What kind of pretty women?
All different types.
All different types.
Do you have a specific type that you like?
Not really.
Okay. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Nope. Totally single right now.
Yeah. So you have no muse?
Every now and then a model finds their way to me.
Do you live in LA?
No, I actually live in Northern California, close to San Francisco.
Where is that?
in Northern California.
Yeah.
Close to San Francisco.
About 15 miles north of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, 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 San Francisco. Right.
We're going to be up in San Francisco in a few months. We're going to the Fetish Ball.
You are?
Yeah, at the Cow Palace. We were invited.
So, yeah, invited. Summoned by a marquee?
Summoned by someone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you ever go to the Fetish Ball?
No, I haven't went there before.
No.
All the time.
What do you do? What do you tend to do with yourself? Besides painting and drawing.
Really just hang out with friends and things. They're pretty normal.
Friends,
I guess,
and things?
Things.
What kind of things? Robots?
Vibrators?
I don't know, our friends are pretty boring. There's not a whole lot of story there.
Yeah, have you ever been on a radio show before?
Actually, no.
That's the
virgin.
Problem.
Yep.
You're a virgin.
Virgin to the radio show business.
That's right, that's all right, that's all right.
When's the first time you had sex?
Actually, not too long ago.
The first time you had sex was not too long ago.
How old are you?
I'm 25, actually.
25, and when did you have sex? For the first time?
A couple months ago, actually.
Really?
Really?
The first time a couple months ago. Well, see, that's a good story.
That's why you're painting all these beautiful, dirty pictures.
So what?
Absolutely.
How did it happen for you?
What was that again?
Well, I mean, it happened a couple months ago, and how did it happen?
Wasn't anything all that...
Exciting. Oh, come on. Don't play yourself down now. You got a story here.
I mean, did you run into her and fell in?
Did you hire her? Did a friend introduce you?
No, actually, I met her on the internet.
You met her on the internet.
Right, okay.
Okay. And what did you do? Did you meet her on Twitter?
No, it was actually on Plenty of Fish.
On what?
Plenty of fish.
Oh, Plenty of Fish, like a dating service.
Right.
Fish tacos.
Plenty of Fish is like,
right.
You know, Match.com or one of those type things?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so you were looking. Did you say you were a virgin or did...
No.
So did you ever tell her?
No.
You didn't tell her you were a virgin? You're telling us and you didn't tell her?
We love it.
Wow, and she never knew? You must have done good. You acted like you knew what you were doing.
Was it
just something?
I mean, you didn't say, like, this is my first radio show. Right?
No.
But she didn't ask. See, we asked.
We asked,
is this your first radio show? And he said, yep, it is. So, but she didn't say, is this your first time having sex?
So were you trained? Yeah. Were you trained to...
I would have told her.
No, don't tell her.
Well, sometimes it's good to tell, and sometimes not.
It depends.
Absolutely.
Every individual case is different.
You're right.
Right.
So, okay.
And you knew where to put everything?
How long did you know her online before you met her in person?
We had actually been talking here and there for probably a month before I actually met her.
Okay.
All right.
And you talked on the phone? Or basically
on the phone and instant messenger and all that.
And then you met. Where did you meet?
We met, where was it? It was at a farmer's market type thing.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
that sounds good.
Good.
And
yeah.
Did you have sex that day or just...
No, we actually went out a couple of times before.
Couple times? Just two times?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. And who initiated the sex?
She did. No, I'm just
kidding. We kind of both knew where it was heading.
Aw, that's really sweet. That's really very organic,
nice.
And romantic.
Especially
right,
in today's
right.
world of, you know, artists who are painting pictures and stuff. And
how are you relating that to that?
I don't know. I'm just
okay. But, you know, he's a very good artist, and we should say that his...
Let me ask you a question. Were
his website is the main loop.
Right.
And loop, main, not lube, everyone. Loop.
Loop.
.blogspot.com.
Now, were you trained, or did you teach yourself, or...
Well, I was trained. I went to the Academy of Art in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. All right.
5 years.
Right. Wow. Wow. You're very good.
Thank you.
I mean, I really like your work, and I don't say that very easily.
No, he doesn't. No, Max is very, very, very picky.
most erotic art today sucks, so, you know. But no, you have some beautiful
things. In a bad
way.
It sucks in a bad way.
So, how was the sex?
How was that, yeah?
It actually wasn't as good as I hoped it'd be.
We have to do it more often, honey.
You know,
sometimes the first time.
One thing I will
sucks.
Say this is I don't know if you're being honest, but you seem like you're being honest.
I'm being honest.
No, well, I'm talking about him.
Oh, him.
Sergio, you seem very sincere, and I appreciate that.
We all love that.
I am being.
Okay, and you know, sex is not always great.
You have to work at it.
And very often, first times are not great.
First times
are
sometimes.
Mine suck, too.
Really
actually,
suck.
I had a pretty good first time. But I did.
You never told me that.
Sorry.
Well, in my case, there was a specific reason.
What was the reason?
Tell us.
What was the reason?
Well, I had a little bit too much to drink, I think.
That ruins everything. You know,
that's just try it again.
You got to be very careful with that, you know, because a little drink helps you to loosen up, but too much defeats the purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's all right, though. You know, but I mean, aside from that, how was she? Did she smell good, taste good?
Exactly. Sex is more than just about erections.
Got you kiss, you know.
Tasting is a big deal.
Erections have nothing to do with sex.
Well, they have something to do with it.
Something.
Yeah, something, definitely something.
It's no big deal. You know?
It's a big deal. It better be a big deal. You don't want to make it a little deal.
No, right. Well, that, you know, could be a big deal or a little deal.
But actually, you know, it's true that, I mean, you can have other forms of sexual enjoyment.
Absolutely.
Kissing.
Right. Kissing.
Fingering.
Right.
Licking.
Licking is a big one,
that
voice.
Part was great, you know?
You did the licking?
I did, actually.
Did you go down on her?
Was that the first time you did that?
How did you do with that?
Huh?
How did you do with going down on her?
I don't know. I just have to ask her.
Well, how did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
Was it good tasting?
Mm.
honey with some salt in it?
Yeah. Mm.
What was that?
Nothing.
Well, listen up, Sergio.
I like
you might
that
pick
recipe. Honey with some salt in it.
It works.
Sergio, there's like three perverts in the studio here.
Actually, there's a few more than that.
No, there's only three.
Anyway,
a closet pervert.
Are you ready to do it again? Maybe not
CFB.
With her, but somebody. Or do you think you want to do it again with her?
Actually, no. I don't talk to her anymore. Actually.
You don't talk
you
to
don't
her
talk
anymore.
To her. What, why?
Well, maybe she
That's not just
for
because
him.
Of the drink.
No,
she had to go.
What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
We just kind of drifted apart.
It wasn't.
I actually did have sex with her again.
Oh, okay.
Was she cute? Did you think she was?
That went fine. You didn't drink that time.
And then what happened after that?
What was that?
I mean, then you had sex again.
The second time, was it better?
Yeah, it was much better.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
She wasn't your type or what?
Yeah, more or less.
Right.
Okay.
Well, what was wrong with her?
So you do have a type.
Well, yeah, right. So what didn't you like?
It was more the personality one. Kind of,
that's number one.
I don't know. Not all that.
Or chemistry. Was it chemistry? Maybe you didn't have too much chemistry?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it was.
Because you obviously liked her online. But then sometimes, you know, you feel like you like somebody online or on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet them in person, it's a whole different thing. Because chemistry, you cannot tell that over the phone or
it's
online.
It's a little difficult, yeah.
You can
online
only tell intellect and...
Sort of.
Some emotion.
Right.
Some personality, but chemistry? No. So, anyway, but that might have even been the reason you couldn't really get it up the first time. I don't know if I'd blame the liquor. It might have been because you had an instinct.
I would.
Well, did you get super drunk or just a little drunk?
Just a little.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, it was enough that you went over to the side of drawing away because...
It was the truth serum.
Exactly. The liquor, just a little bit of liquor let him know that, She wasn't for him. But then you had mind over matter and you did it, which is kind of good. I mean, that's a good thing that you could show yourself that you could do it and show her you could do it.
Right. Yeah.
But on the other hand, the truth serum was the first night when you couldn't get it up because it meant that she was not the girl for you.
Yeah, and how old are you now?
25.
He's still
25.
You thought he aged?
No, I just forgot how.
Oh, okay. Now, well, darling, I hope you're going to get back in there because you have to find a muse for your
get
work.
Get back in there?
Yeah. I mean, not into that girl specifically. But, into the woman. Into women.
Yes, I guess. Right? I was thinking.
Do you like women or do you like guys?
I like women.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Well, I know. With his art, kind of.
I like women, too.
And there's nothing wrong with liking guys.
Hey, tonight we went to this party up in Hollywood.
There's a lot of gay people, and they were totally cool.
No.
And there's nothing wrong with that. No, that's why I ask.
That's why I am a lesbian, because I love chicks. I don't like guys.
That's very cute.
There were so many beautiful lesbian girls there.
There were a lot of cute guys.
Let me tell you, there was a
skirt,
one woman, your friend, she was so beautiful, we didn't even believe that she was
Hazel?
Lesbian.
She is so sexy
that even straight women think she's...
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. I know. When I asked her if she used to be a model. And she was flattered. She's beautiful.
I mean, I used to be a model. Man. I'm still a model.
Sometimes.
And she's great, as they say,
great,
fine as hell.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
marron.
Liking men, liking women. I mean, it's.
I don't want to say nothing.
We're all people. We're all human beings.
We have things.
Some of us have peepees, and some of us have wee-wees.
Right.
Really, peepee, wee-wee. Okay.
Sergio, your artwork is beautiful.
Sergio, your artwork is lovely. Max, in fact, I think he wants to talk to you.
I would love to have you do a little logo of Dr. Susie. Okay. Do you charge a lot of money or what?
How about if we fix you up with a few hot chicks?
Absolutely. Say yes.
Well, right now, the economy is forcing me not to charge as much as I
do. Right.
That's right. We're all being forced by the economy.
The economy sucks.
Anyway,
I did want to talk to you about that.
Chicken burgers and everything.
Beautiful work. And where is your website? Can you tell everybody?
I can tell everybody.
It's, themainloop.com.
Themainloop.com.
L-O-O-P?
L-O-O-P.
You know, with a
not like Guadalupe, but
loop. No. Loop. But some people might think it's Lou because
main
it's a
loop.
Sex show.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not Lou.
Yeah.
It's Loop.
The
loop.
Main Loop.
Okay.
The main Loop.
And let me ask you something. You do commissions? You do...
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
We have lots of sexy, naked people here.
All right. We're not naked right now, though. We're wearing clothes.
Do you make a living at this yet, or is it just this...
I don't make a living at the fine art yet, but I've been working as a concept artist for the last 2 years.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, that's good. That's very good.
Very good.
Okay, Sergio. So,
Sergio, thank you so much.
We look forward to talking to you more about art and dating.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hey, and go join Bonobo Way. Bonobo Way.
Totally.
Sexy women.
Join. That's our...
Bonobo Way?
Yeah.
Bonobo Way.
BONOBOWAY.com. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Bonobo.
Bonobo.
Like Bonobo. Like the apes. Right?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Sergio.
Like exactly.
Like the great chimps.
You know all about the apes?
I've just heard of them.
Yeah,
Maybe you'll want to paint some apes.
The Bonobo, yeah.
If you're ever in L.A. and you get invited, you have to come to one of Susie's... parties, because
Swap
I have to tell you, I had no idea what I was getting into, and my little girlfriend, she said, I'm not going to tell you what kind of party it is, because if I do, you won't go. You're too straight. So just come and see what happens.
And she had a good time, and she keeps coming back. Right?
Oh, yeah. Where might I find one of these parties?
You have to find it in Southern California. Although, we're going to go to the Fetish Ball
in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
And, Blow your mind. The weekend before Halloween.
The weekend before Halloween.
Your sexuality will never be the same.
Why am I repeating things?
Just to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
right.
So...
Sergio, thank you so
Sergio,
much.
Sergio, we hope to see you here or there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Go to the bondage
and
ball.
And you just keep on painting now, okay?
All right. Oh, and I like right. I like your white face that you're wearing in your Twitter picture. Is that makeup or clay?
Oh, no, that's mint julep face cream.
Mint that's julep face cream.
Yeah, it was a joke between a couple of friends of mine.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's cool. No, it looks like he's wearing, like, a white face mine.
Mint julep face cream.
Mint julep face cream. Why not? Looks good.
Yeah, tastes good, too.
It's good for your skin.
Sounds like it's good enough to eat.
Exactly.
You could do that with your next girlfriend. Have her eat your mint julep face cream off your face. Just an idea.
We'll see how she likes that, yeah.
Mm.
Girls love edible, sexy things.
Okay, Sergio.
Thank you so much, Sergio.
Thanks
for putting up with us.
Wow.
Yes, thank you.
The next shows won't be so bad.
Yeah, right.
That, these are tame. Tonight's tame. Yeah. You know it's tame.
Well, this is his virgin show.
And Sergio.
Oh, yes. It's your virgin show.
So your next show will be better.
Go to something fetishy, though, because you won't believe all the things that you'll think. I don't watch pornography or anything, and I was shocked. In a good way. It was like, oh my goodness, there are naked people.
Naked people. There were a few there's sometimes a few naked people.
There was
here.
A girl in a G-string.
There's actually no naked people here tonight.
No.
No, not yet.
We're all dressed. There's a naked dog walking around, I can tell you that.
There is. And there's a naked snake in the cage.
And there's naked skates.
No naked
one naked
people.
Snake right now.
There's
some very sexy
snakes,
women now.
But they're all not naked. Hanging in there.
I guess
the
animal.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, man, I love it.
Thank you, Sergio.
Amen and amen, Sergio. Thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
We're going to.
Okay. Who do we have now?
Do you think
we
tortured him too
Doc
much?
Porno on line two.
Doc Porno. Who's he? Is he a
You know what? He is someone that is on Twitter. Everyone's on Twitter.
Twitter.
They need to pay you. To advertise for them. Sure. What the hell? They need
Could
to pay you.
Could you talk to them about that?
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Go in there with the Benelli.
Yeah. That's it.
Hey!
Okay. But Doc Porno, I know from Twitter.
Here he is.
Hi, Doc.
Hey!
Hey! What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm doing.
What doing?
No, I'm doing good.
We're doing a lot.
A party out in Hollywood tonight, so everything's happening a little late. Because there was tremendous traffic from all the people who were escaping Hollywood and coming back to downtown.
So
what's going on with you, Doc?
Oh, I was just curious. I just wanted to check in because I've been following you since, like, the first time I stumbled across you on HBO.
Of course you have.
And ever since I heard the concept of ethical hedonism, it fascinated me.
Well, thank you.
Hedonism.
And I was just curious how you might perceive how I try to apply that on the online world.
How you try to apply the philosophy of ethical hedonism?
Yeah, because I'm not going to mention the site, but there's a site out there that's similar to the site that all the young people go to, and that's all I'm going to say.
The site that all the young people go
to. Older people.
MySpace.
Yeah, exactly.
See?
And MySpace is the site that all the young people go to?
Yeah.
Really? I thought he was talking about Mellow, actually, for a second. That's what I think of the... But anyway, okay, MySpace is what the...
But there's an adult version of that.
Oh, really?
AdultFriendFinder.com?
Okay. There's Adult Friend Finder, right? And there's also some other space.
One at a time, please.
Not that one. I'm not trying to advertise anybody.
No, you can. You know, we're sluts here. It's no problem.
It's free speech, man. First Amendment.
Right. We're developing a community ourselves, so we're going to be sluts. We're going to be whores now and announce it. And it's called bonoboway.com.
Oh, yes. I've applied. I've not gotten my response yet, but
we're
I have applied.
A little slow.
We're a little slow. Committee's kind of conservative and fascist. You know,
we're taking our time looking over your application. changing your
rabbit social security number.
FBI check on you, man.
And, unlike my space and his face and all of that stuff, we don't want to.
On my face.
No, we don't want to overpopulate the earth with a bunch of people in our little town.
Damn it.
I'm just curious to see how you feel that I have discovered that thanks to internet technology, being able to find people of a similar mind state has become considerably easier than it used to.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Much better.
In the old days, it was called like-minded people.
Exactly.
Yes, you can very easily find people who share your interests.
I found that due to logistical difficulties as far as like where I live, made it a little difficult to find exactly the people I was looking for as opposed to the people I was stuck with.
Now, where do you live? In Salt Lake City or something?
No, I live in Detroit, actually.
Where do you live?
Don't make any jokes.
No. Where do you live?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, you know what? They want me to write a column in Detroit,
yeah, for the
right?
Detroit...
They were just...
What's the alternative paper there?
Metro Times?
Yeah,
I
Metro
believe
Times,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They want me to write a column.
Right.
You know, except they don't want to pay me hardly anything.
That's
of course.
Isn't that
always
the case? Yeah.
I don't pay shit, yeah, I know.
But they are actually a great paper as far as not being censored.
Well, right. You know, I might do a Q&A with them. I think I might do a Q&A.
I think we're going to do that.
Even though they're going to pay me shit. Yeah.
TNA.
Michael, can you talk to them and get them to cough up some bucks?
Yeah, yeah, he's so good at that.
Well,
if I could get them to do that, I'd have a regular column myself.
Right.
Not you, Doc. I was talking to
sexy,
anyway. But Doc, you could help too since you're on site there in Detroit.
Well,
but
we could do a CPM analysis and, with Susie's influence on that. I think that extra marginal boost can go a long way of collecting some.
Is anyone left in
capital,
Detroit?
Baby.
I mean,
it's about a third of what it was
right.
in 1960. The population continues to dwindle.
Right.
Everything is subsidized by the state. Literally.
What? Prince?
Right, they're in Prince.
But,
okay.
but there's still a bunch of good shots over there, so they can take pride in that one shot, one kill mentality.
Doc Porno.
Yeah. We still have plenty of great little independent spots that you can go by. We still have a couple of independent, shall we say, alternative lifestyle shots.
Alternative lifestyle, like what?
So why you call Dr. Porno?
Actually, I came up with that term because I feel it kind of has a little bit of levity to it.
So are you a doctor of pornography?
For fun. He's doing it for fun.
For fun. Oh, yeah.
What I do online is, like, I'm trying to do the equivalent with pornography that you were trying to do with sexual thinking, which is take it away from all that negative bias that they have with it now and remind everybody that it's beautiful, it's wonderful, and more importantly, it's what's on everybody's mind, whether we want to admit it or not.
Well, some people want to watch it and other people want to do it.
So tell me, did you have a question or did you just want to kind of get to know us? Or did you?
My question was specifically for Dr. Susie. Was,
okay, here I am.
How has she felt that with the advent of internet technology, the ability to find like-minded people, like, say, for instance, like the people who believe in ethical hedonism, have you felt that it has made it more accessible to make it possible to meet like-minded people and do what you want to do without all the social stigmas that come with people who are, like, have a positive sexual thinking?
Yes.
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 We have found that the internet is
okay,
a revolutionary...
Wait, I'm being asked this question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the husband. Don't mind me.
No, you can answer it. No. Go ahead. Go ahead. But I agree with him.
Our research has shown, and we've done extensive research in this area here, that the internet itself has created a revolutionary movement forward that has made it much easier to meet like-minded people.
It is
who are basically trying to stick something into something.
Gold mine.
If you want fucking midgets with one arm,
mine.
You can find them.
It allows you to meet so many like-minded
right.
people and
that
people
that you're tired of them. You can't even stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. Here's the problem. We love the internet. We
we actually we live and breathe it in many ways.
Yes, she does.
Stunky people.
But. No, wait a second. Oh, there's no shtunk.
No, I know.
Because there is no smell to the internet.
No, right.
There is no
right.
taste.
Right.
To the internet.
Except for your keyboard.
The taste of hunger.
Food.
And that is the thing that's missing.
Yeah, that's
taste
missing.
And smell and chemistry.
Let him talk.
Wait, I'm trying to talk. Okay, it's my fucking
one
show.
One at a time. I'm the engineer.
Okay. Doc Porno, I'm trying to answer your question.
Yes.
And these guys would like to answer for me because
right.
they all want to be the host of the show. And that's cool. And I'm very giving. I will let everyone host the show. Except that I think you wanted my answer, so that's what I gave you.
There.
Anyway, now you can talk.
Go ahead.
I'm waiting. He's only laughing. No.
I'm sorry.
No,
that's
I know.
All right.
Sex is a comedy, not a tragedy.
That's why I was curious to ask you, because it's like I feel that it has great potential, but at the same time...
You can't smell nothing.
You can't feel nothing. There's something, I mean, I love the internet, and I love, you're right, it is about like-minded people meeting each other, with the emphasis on the word mind. It is a meeting of the minds. It is not a meeting of the bodies.
Right.
And much as a lot of sex is between the ears, there's still some of it that's between the legs.
A whole bunch.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's some of life that's between the legs. There's some of life that is about touch. And humans die without touch. The internet provides so much visual stimulation and so much intellectual you're getting validation.
Well,
and that's a beautiful thing, that people can find out that they are not the only ones to have these crazy perverted thoughts. And that is
very important.
So incredibly important. Validation. And being able to see things that you fantasized, and knowing that other people think these things too, for better and for worse, they
and
do.
And you're not a freak.
And you're not a freak, and you're not alone. And that is incredibly important and incredibly powerful. And I am jealous, as all get out, of the kids that are growing up today, and that can see that they're not alone. Because when I was a kid, I was fucking alone, and I would have really loved this. However, you know, I got laid and I hugged a lot of my neighbors, and, you know, I don't know. I think a lot of the kids today maybe aren't doing that.
Well, they
partly
have guns and gangs now, so they're not hugging trees.
They're not hugging. I don't know.
Well, this is the way I look at it. With the net, it's like the great cerebral pre-qualification tool, and that it does very well. But there's a lot more to it to find someone that's going to be good for
the
you.
Stunk
the
factor.
Spirit. The pheromone factor, something right. that you can only get in the flesh, but it is a
the
good
pheromone
tool.
Factor.
So if you rely on the internet solely, it can only get you so far, and
it can only get you so far.
It'll increase
exactly.
your odds on a cerebral level, and it pre-qualifies to some degree, but it doesn't cover all the bases. So
no.
don't use it as your only tool, man.
Right.
And as the gentleman who called us earlier, Sergio, said, he had a meeting of the minds with this woman for a month that he
right.
met online. Then they got together in person,
and then they
and
met.
It was
yeah.
in,
you know.
But at least it got him laid.
Right.
At least
late,
he's not a virgin
know.
Anymore.
Well,
which is
that
good.
Helps.
That's a good thing.
That's a big thing.
She wasn't his soulmate. Because a soulmate is partly a physical thing.
Yes, it is.
You know? Because God or the goddess or nature put us in bodies. We have bodies as long as we're here.
Bodies with,
flesh.
Flesh.
Or fantasy.
Yeah. Nipples and clitoris.
I thought it was very interesting that the internet created a situation where like-minded people have an opportunity to get to know each other to the point.
Yeah, I think that's...
I agree.
That's
you know,
huge.
But we're all agreeing about that. We already know that.
We know
and
that.
And that, I mean, we do.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, I agree with that.
But it's a cool thing
I think
to
it's a
say
revolutionary...
Again.
Well, I think... Well, wait a minute. I think one of the most important things about the internet and like-minded people is that we are discovering as nations and as societies and as cultures...
That we are more alike than we are different.
Yeah, that
Absolutely.
We are more alike than we are
that
different.
That we are human beings.
Right, that some of us like to get stooped in the, you know, the rear end.
And certainly that has nothing to do about whether you're
don't.
From Europe or United
right.
States or
no.
Africa. I mean, stooping in the rear end is
right.
universal.
It's been doing going on since
right.
the Romans. Yeah, before.
Yeah. So
before the Romans.
That's,
I know.
That's,
I have to say that because they're famous
the Romans
for it.
Turned it into a fine art.
Yes,
really.
They did.
sort of a public
so,
art.
Yeah.
A public art, right.
Yeah. The Iranians aren't doing bad either.
Okay. Actually, sir, Doc Porno, you're a cool guy.
You're very nice.
I appreciate your Twitters and your tweets that you've tweeted at me. You should do more.
Wait a minute. You're tweeting my wife?
He's tweeting at me, yeah. It's a form of sex. It's Twitter sex.
What's up with that, man?
It's a flirtatious kind of thing. It's like a...
I've always wondered, should you call him the past tense of a tweet a twat?
I call it a twat, yeah.
Yeah, a twat.
Go with your bad self.
I twatted.
No,
a
to
twat.
Be twatted.
Yeah.
To be twatted.
I found a twat on tweet.
So...
I found my twat on tweet. I really did.
Things we come up with.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
very nice talking to you, too.
Nice to talk to you. Please stay in touch and call back again.
And you keep tweeting and twatting.
Twatting, baby.
Twatting and trotting.
I feel like we are on the same wavelength as five.
We are.
We're ethical hedonists.
We are.
We follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure.
Exactly. I don't understand why anything that's pleasurable that two people or more agree with can possibly be a bad thing.
Yeah.
As long as nobody gets hurt and, you know, you're not hurting anybody.
I think it could be a bad thing, but, you know, sometimes you have to take a risk. As long as everybody is consensual, I think it's worth the risk. It can still be a bad thing, you know. Sometimes you can hurt each other. With everybody being consensual, it's just, you know, love and sex is
actually,
like that.
I do agree with that, too. There are some people who maybe think they're ready and aren't ready, but...
Yeah, you know, there's like teenagers pain we can cause
some people
each other.
Are ready, some aren't. That's what our studies have shown.
As well as some people just don't get along, you know, right away.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But
some people grow on.
But anyway, it's an adventure, you know. If there wasn't some risk involved, it wouldn't be any fun.
That is true.
So,
that's absolutely
Doc Porno. We will talk to you later.
And I will talk to you again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, peace and pleasure.
Pleasure talking to you.
I have a question.
Okay, we got Rose on line 3 who has a question for you, Milena.
Okay.
Well, but what's your question for me?
Tell me what, give me the exact definition of ethical hedonism.
I'll do that after Rose asks your question,
that's
because that's one of my, you know, raps.
Ready?
You'll have to tell me. I don't know what it
entails.
I'll tell
you. I'm going to work up to it. You know, I'm going to make you wait.
Okay. Oh. Ooh, baby, don't make me wait.
Okay, I want to talk to Rose.
You ready?
Okay. We are going to talk to Rose.
Hi, Rose. You're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Is this Rose?
Yes.
Is this the Rose I know?
This is the Rose you know.
Okay. Hi, Rose. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, we're all good. You're coming out here, aren't you?
Yes, I am, actually. At the end of the month, I'm going to be out there. So.
All right. We're going to see Rose. This is Brandilio's Rose.
Ah. Is that who it is?
That's who it is. Oh,
Rose.
Should see how his eyes just lit up.
Okay, man.
Well, I actually had a question for Milena because
Milena,
she had mentioned.
Straighten up. You have a question.
She had been Mormon for a short period of time, and I actually was as well.
Were you raised that way, or were you converted?
I was raised that way from the age of 7, and I was in the church all the way until the age of 19. I didn't necessarily want to be in the church once I had reached, you know, my teenage years, and I was wondering if maybe she had gone through some of the same things I did. I always knew I kind of felt that something wasn't right as far as the sexual repression in the church.
True.
I just always felt odd to me.
Me too. And, I had lots of gay friends in high school. And I still do. I have more gay friends than straight friends, actually.
I always felt like I was being literally trained to be this woman who had to keep her mouth shut.
Oh, yeah, you are.
The man wanted her to do and to never find an independence, never try to find sexual independence. And I had always been very interested in more erotic things, more things that were considered taboo by them. But I never thought it was taboo. I thought it was a beautiful thing. And why shouldn't it be celebrated? And why should you be told that you know, you were defiling your body or anything like that. When it was just seeing, it was a beautiful connection.
Well, I think they mean well, but I also know that they also suppress a lot of things, like they have the largest percentage of sexual predators in their jails and prisons than anybody else in the United States.
The Mormons have the largest percentage of sexual predators, mm-hmm. like rapists? And
yes, child molesters.
Wow. The adult males, yes.
And
I notice that often, just being a member. And I mean, there are a lot of misconceptions. I mean, a lot of people do believe, you know, oh, they're marrying left and right, which
That's not true.
You know, it's interesting.
Mormons, they have reformed into a separate group. They've been outcasted. But
that's the least of their problems, though.
I thought they, like, told me I could never do, and I just said, why? You know, and it left me very confused for a very long time as to
me too.
Whether or not I should even try.
Try to have sex?
Well, not necessarily just sex.
Try not to feel guilty.
Other than the normal, you know, missionary style sex, that it had to be, you know, I would consider a rebel just for the fact that I had even had sex.
Oh, me too.
Because they want you to have sex, right? They want you to get married.
Well, no, they want you to
channel your sex drive into procreating the tribe of Mormonism.
Yeah. Well, yes, and they also want you to be very accommodating. And, you know, when I go places and people say, you don't have to clean up after everybody, you don't have to be everybody's mother, but that's what they teach you to be, is to be a wonderful mother. They don't teach you to be a wonderful, sexy woman. Like,
no,
you know.
Not at all.
You can't
be. I remember being taught how to, you know, literally can food and.
Of course. Well, that's not a bad thing.
And to do
well, those are useful things to know.
Helpful tools, but this was like, this is what you're expected to do for the rest of your life, and you shouldn't do anything else.
Yes, after I got divorced, I went home, and I was there for 2 weeks, and then all the little ladies started asking me why I wasn't dating, why I wasn't trying to find a husband. I said, well, I don't need to find a husband. You know, and they couldn't understand that. They thought I was crazy. So, you know, they wanted me to you know, kind of marry a good old boy.
Most religions, most monotheistic religions nowadays, I mean, the idea is you channel sex into marriage. You channel sex into procreation. And I guess the Mormon religion maybe is I don't know, is it a little extreme? It's like
the Catholics, you know. I mean, they have some wonderful things about it, but they also need to be open about what they were and what they are. And because they make a lot of money, they're not willing to be honest with their members.
I think it's because the Mormon religion is kind of young. Like, the Catholic religion is just as strict and just as kind of crazy, and the Jewish religion is also just as strict and crazy.
Yeah.
But they're so old, these religions. I'm sorry, what?
I actually agree with what you were saying. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it hasn't been around as long.
Yes, and it's like fired up with this passion that comes from not knowing that, you know, what hypocrisy comes forth from this. Because, of course, you know, the Jews, the Catholics, the, I don't know.
Muslims, I mean, whatever.
To some degree, yeah, I guess. I'm not as familiar with Islam. But I would imagine so. You know, there's a certain cynicism. Like, yeah, right. I mean, you're not supposed to do all of this, but people do. And there's a kind of leeway. And in Mormonism, it's like, no, we are going to create a city on the hill, and we're going to be perfect. We are going to rise to the occasion, and we are God's chosen people.
Yeah, I have a hard time with how they believe. There's only a few things I have a hard time with, actually. I'm actually, you know, okay with a lot of it. But the one thing I have problems with is that they truly do believe that they're the only true church.
Yes, I have a problem
that
with that.
That is horseshit. It really is.
It's an interesting way of thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's other groups that think that to some extent.
Not to that extent, maybe.
Not nearly as much. The thing that really bothers me,
there's such a sexual mystique to Mormonism.
There is?
Well, yeah, with the four wives.
Wait a minute.
No, there isn't that. They abolished that in the 1800s.
The Jews are the chosen people.
Yeah. We like to talk about that.
That's what I was told.
I know. But that's not.
How many chosen people can we have?
12 million in the world.
The Mormons are very much the chosen.
The Mormons have 15 million.
Let's get that straight.
So you got the Jews.
So that's 27 million.
The Mormons are chosen recently.
Oh, recently.
The Jews were chosen a long time ago.
So that makes us old or something?
Well, yeah, kind of old news.
Oh, old news, okay.
Well, the Mormons are new choice. God's latest choice. Are Mormons. I think that's the idea.
So let's see now. There's 12 million Jews and 15 million Mormons. So that's
there's 27 million.
There's more. That's one out of every 260 people in the world then are chosen.
It's just so...
It's the part that...
Okay, we got a problem here.
Yeah.
We got to do something about it.
But we're all lapsed people. We're not too into our religions around here.
Oh, God, no. No, I mean,
we're lapsed.
Some people get a lot of pleasure from religion, I guess.
Well, there's some wonderful, truly sweet, kind, loving, honest, loyal, hardworking Mormons in the world.
Just like there's more good Jews than bad Jews.
More good Mormons than bad Mormons.
Not all the Jews are like this guy that just went to prison.
What? Bernie.
Madoff, you made a lot of money.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Rose.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
What were you trying to say?
I had one other question that you had mentioned that you had recently gotten into the bondage thing, and you know, you
me
coming to the speak yeah coming to the speakeasy, you kind of didn't know what you.
Oh, I mean, you're so cute. I haven't recently gotten into bondage. I just design leather clothes. But thank you. But she did come to a bondage event. Yes.
You'll probably want to get a little bit further into it. I mean, I don't think anybody...
I'm sure you're
going to
just slide right into that, baby.
What?
A little bit more.
Well, I have to say, I think my fetish is... The fantasy of giving it to people who have got it coming, like when I'm boxing or when I'm, you know, doing the hand-to-hand combat training or when I'm shooting a gun or when I'm, you know, sharpening a knife or whatever. Those are the kinds of things that I channel the energy into. I can't hurt someone, or I definitely can't be harmed because I'm too dominant. But
keep in mind that Milena is 5'12".
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Wow, she's pretty tall. I'm like 5'8".
Cool.
I'm not going to say how.
No, I think a lot of people like to get into extreme sexual circumstances when they've been repressed for a long time, and yeah. I think that's a good thing to explore your sexuality and not feel guilty about it anymore. I'm all about that. I think that's a good thing.
And I was wondering with you, when I started to decide, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it. This is what I want to explore.
No, there isn't anything wrong with it.
I explore it in a healthy way. I felt like my friends literally quit. Like, the ones that have been Mormon that I had been in contact with before, they were gone. I mean, and everything that I felt they had stood for was abandoned.
Well,
and I really had to choose between whether or not I wanted to express myself as an independent woman and choosing to do what I felt would help me to feel better about myself and learning what I actually needed in my sexual aspect of the world.
Well, let me tell you something about being yourself, regardless of how people think of you. I let go of what people would think of me in seventh grade. And I think that regardless of what you choose to do, somebody will always have something terrible to say about it because they don't dare be as open and adventurous as you are. So they have to say mean things. And you can just say, you know, if it makes you feel better to say something mean about me, you can, because I know it's making you feel better, and that's okay. And they'll usually shut up.
These are powerful words.
And religion is all about judgment.
Absolutely it is.
You know, I mean, any religion is, but certainly a new religion like Mormonism, they're formulating these judgments. They're very important. So, you know, it's what happens. But it still hurts because, especially if you grew up with it since you were 7 years old.
Oh, since birth, yeah.
To feel separated from that, even if your mind knows that it's the only logical way to go, still your heart
yeah,
can
once a Mormon, always a Mormon, right, Rose?
Wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, you've been conditioned.
Oh, well. Time, so. You know.
I mean, they grabbed you when you came out of the channel.
The hot part.
They like pulled you out and said, okay, kid, here's what's happening.
You have made me feel very comfortable every time I've come to this speakeasy. And
yeah.
Even
well, thank
for
you.
Me, it's only been a while.
I agree with you, Rose. Thank God for Susie. Really.
I think I'm going to become a Mormon right. Haven.
No.
Because I have a lot of...
She's had a lot of Mormons working here.
We are trying to steal members from other groups.
This was Mormon.
That's all it comes down
start
to.
Start your own cult.
Sex cult.
We need more members. Come backstage.
You know what, Rose? If you would ask me the definition of ethical hedonism.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I would love
now,
to know.
Now, see, we're talking in the context of religion now. Okay, so let me introduce it in the context of religion. Because throughout human history, it is usually assumed that morality and ethics comes from religion. Mm-hmm. And religion almost always, pretty much always, has a very confining view of sexuality and pleasure. And that view is that it must be channeled very strictly, mostly through the subjugation of the woman, mm-hmm. as well as a certain training of the male. It must be channeled into family life, into husband and wife together making many, many babies, as many as possible, because you want to propagate the species. Nothing wrong with propagating the species, but the idea of most religions is to focus sex on that and nothing else. Pretty much. I mean, in most Christianity, sex is not even really even good for that. You have to kind of, you're supposed to hold your nose and have sex. But if you're really good, you're a priest and you have no sex, or you're a nun and you have no sex. Of course, they can have no sex and they end up doing
bad things.
Exactly. But the idea of Judaism, focus it all on the family. The idea of Catholicism, you know,
Mormonism,
if you're good, you focus it on God only. But if you're bad, focus it on the family. Mormonism, of course, focus it on the family. Mm. That's it.
That's all
there
it is.
There is no room for anything else. And it is assumed that if you don't have that kind of morality, that you're going to have rape and pillage and no ethics, no morality. So ethical hedonism says, wait a second. We can have different forms of pleasure that don't all have to do with procreation. We can have different forms of sex that don't all have to... I mean, procreation's fine. You can have your babies. I am myself child-free. But, you know, you can have a few of them. Don't try not to have too many, though, please.
Yeah, please.
Two for
leave
each
a little
baby.
Air for me.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I need to breathe.
Please, none of this Jackson family...
a boy and a girl.
You know.
This is perfect.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
One is perfect.
Anyway, but then what do you do with all that sexuality if you're not having eight kids? Well, maybe you have some recreational sex.
Sex.
And yes, you can do that.
Non-reproductive
and yes,
sex.
You can be
absolutely.
Ethical, and you can be moral, and you can be a good person.
That's what ethical hedonism means?
That's what it is.
I'm an ethical hedonist.
Right, we are. We should be. By the way, driving through West Hollywood, it reminded me that all these wonderful gay people, mm-hmm. thank God they're not having children.
Why?
Because
otherwise there'd be so many more people.
So many more people.
So it's in fact a very good function of our society.
Society.
It's a very
that
helpful function.
We find
function.
A new
that
system.
There are systems in which some people don't procreate.
When I was born, there were 1.5 billion people. That was 66 years ago. There's 7 billion people.
Well, I have to say a little caveat, though. If you go to Western Europe, the indigenous populations of the major countries there are actually shrinking because they're not having any kids, hardly.
Well, because they... Right, that is exactly.
And they were, for a long time, they had zero population growth, and right. Western Europe was the model on the right. planet.
And they should be shrinking.
Population.
I'd like to send
Dick
my children
was
back.
Talking about that,
but they won't take them back because they say, why did you wait fucking 35 years?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't know about all that. But I just
Rose, are you still online? Hey, Rose.
I have
anyway,
a question for
so
you.
That was my definition of ethical hedonism,
yeah,
and now Melena has a question for Rose.
Oh, I was wondering if you still feel guilty when you swear.
No, I did for a very long time, and then I was in a relationship with a guy who became a sailor.
Became a sailor.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
So then you swear like a sailor.
Hey, Brand.
Is that you, Brand?
Brand
was in the Coast Guard.
No.
No, he was Coast Guard. This guy
was a real sailor.
He bothered me about it.
What does that mean?
No, it's a Navy joke.
Okay,
I'm listening.
This guy, the actual Navy guy, he was very abusive.
Oh, abusive.
And when I was telling, you know, the people at the church about what was going on, they kept telling me
to stay.
Stay by his side.
Stay.
And
yep, I knew it.
Try to keep going through it.
Damn it, what was his name? Where does he live? I want to know. I'm just kidding.
You know, and it drove me crazy because I was like, why do I have to be this person who has to, you know, get married and have babies?
Because they wanted you to get married and have babies.
Yeah.
And they
always tell you
Mormons.
To stay, by the way.
Because we need a bigger Navy.
From what I've heard and what I've experienced myself, they always tell you to stay.
Yeah.
But you weren't even married to him, and they told you to stay. They wanted you to marry.
Yeah, because we were engaged at the time. We were high school sweethearts and everything like that. And they wanted us to stay together. And the thing that it really bothered me, and now, like, I can do, you know, a submissive sexual experience, and it doesn't seem like it's a change. It doesn't seem horrible. I can do it knowing I have these wonderful boundaries with my partner, and I know that he's not going to hurt me. And I can finally experience it in a positive way, where before I don't think I could have ever done that.
Well, because it's your choice. When it's your choice, then it's a whole different thing. It's
right.
It's a pleasurable experience. It's a fantasy come true.
Yeah.
You know, it's what you want to do.
Like when I beat up that guy at the...
yeah, it's what you want to do, right?
There's a lot of people who want to beat up that guy. I think there's a whole list of people trying to track him down.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, hopefully he doesn't know where you live anymore. He's gone.
No, he does not know where I live anymore.
That's good.
So do you still, are there Mormons still in your family?
No, and you know what, and I hate to say this, but Mormons have a wonderful tendency to try to track me down.
Oh, they can find you in Cambodia, man. Trust me.
Yeah, and you know, they didn't really stop leaving me alone until I suddenly had, you know, no piercing and tattoos and things like that, and then they gave me one look and they just left me, and they haven't bothered me since. But
the tattoos scared them away.
Go. That's
oh, yeah.
What you gotta do.
Remember that prophecy that they talk about?
The defilement of your body.
Yeah, your
really?
Body, your body is a temple.
Once
and,
you tattoo
you know,
yourself, you're goner, huh?
Well, no, I mean, they're very forgiving, but they still, you know, I mean, it's a big deal if you do that kind of
tattoos
stuff.
Tattoos are against Judaism, too. You're not supposed to tattoo yourself, but people do.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another one of those things.
It's art,
Mormon is
the
art.
As bad as I think than some of the Mormon churches are.
Utah Mormons
I mean,
are the worst that way.
A little bit different, but mine in particular, when they saw that, they, that was it. I was finally...
Great. Oh, honey, well, I'm so glad you can go be sexy now.
Well, and I understand you're coming to visit. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, right, we're going to see. We have so many Mormons here. You're Mormon, Melissa.
I was.
Well, I think it's all was, sort of. But Melissa also
it's
comes
all
from
was.
A Mormon back. Is
well,
Melissa
I'm,
around?
I'm really glad.
She got three.
Hey, you, Melissa, say
Rose,
hi.
Melina.
Is there some sort of Mormon handshake
Melissa.
You guys can give over the air? Some
hey,
kind
wait.
Of... That's true.
There's actually jokes about that as far
that's true.
As high in the priesthood, you know, when they start doing these little...
Is there a Mormon greeting?
No. How you doing? How are ya?
Mormon
How
are greeting?
You? What's up?
I always make those jokes, though. But I had to call in as soon as I heard that you were on it. I haven't heard that many girls who have really,
I just thought of a title for this show, Mormon Hedonism. Is there such a thing?
Well, there is now, isn't there, Rose?
Yeah.
Bit of an
well, I, as a Jew, I'm really glad we can find somebody else to blame for everything.
Exactly. The Mormon people, right.
Because I'm tired of getting blamed for everything.
Exactly.
Who blames you for everything?
Everybody.
Jews for everything.
We did everything. You
what?
Know? You don't know.
Well, yeah.
Well, other than the whole
Jesus.
Crucifixion of Christ thing, other than that,
yeah,
what?
Oh, well, that's a big deal.
Oh, that's just the beginning.
Like
that's a good one, Max.
All the economic problems that the world has ever known.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're all the Jews.
And the banks. Yeah.
And Hollywood.
And Hollywood. And, you know.
Oh.
It's all a big Jewish conspiracy. But it's really
policy.
It's really the Mormons and their damn temples. Okay?
But you can only blame
there's
them.
There's ladies in there. Baptizing people that
conspiring.
They've only been around since the 1800s, though. You can't blame them for
very
much.
Hey, they're very powerful. There's only 15 million of them.
Look, they got the rap sheet on all the families.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
They got it down. All that software.
The CIA should talk to them.
What was that, Rose?
One of the richest churches that is out there. I mean, if you look at those temples, you can see.
Oh, yeah.
They're 200 to 300 million, and they're paid for before they start.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes,
it.
They're hardworking, those Mormons.
Yes, and very political in nature, and very.
They channel a lot of their sex drive into work.
Yeah, and they own some big companies.
I noticed that with the men, particularly. Yeah. They definitely were.
Gotta support those four wives.
Totally.
No. No, I mean, they're very, the Mormon work ethic is very,
right,
very
we're
strong.
We're down to 10 minutes.
Okay, we're down to 10 minutes.
One thing they did, though, they eased up on the, you have to become a member to go into a bar and have a drink. They got rid of that regulation just recently.
What is Mormon hedonism? Give me a definition.
So that's maybe they're starting.
Ex-Mormons who have embraced their sexuality.
Really, there's no, like, Mormon sex pot?
No. I'm as close as they get, I think. And I'm
one
not really
Brigham,
Mormon.
One of Brigham Young's wives, isn't there a wife that you learned about that somehow gave you a feeling when you were
they don't
a young
about
girl?
That at all.
Was
they don't talk about those things. Seriously, it is all under the rug.
In fact, I don't even know how men's bodies worked until I experienced it for myself.
Well, I didn't know that either, but when I was a kid, I learned about Esther, you know who Esther was?
Yes.
Okay, Queen Esther, she used her sexual powers of seduction to save the people, Jews, from genocide, from being all wiped out. And she was a kind of a sexy role model. But did you have a...
No, I mean, Wonder Woman.
She wasn't
role model at
Wonder
all.
Woman. Wonder Woman's kind of Mormon, actually.
I can't remember a single one. I can remember them definitely looking down upon it. And,
oh, yeah.
And those things. And, I mean, I can't remember a single lesson that didn't end with, don't forget to respect your bodies and don't let any boys touch you.
Yeah, you couldn't kiss anybody unless it was on the mouth without the tongue, right, Rose?
Yes. They actually gave you these rules for dating.
And what is the meaning of respect the body?
Well, don't put caffeine in it, drugs in it.
No fist fucking.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
The dating rules that they had us go over with our parents were very strange.
No cucumbers.
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Just make it functional.
Right.
Sort of like a Stepford Wives society.
Right. Yeah.
Make it as... I mean, it's kind of healthy living, you know, with the no coffee and drinking.
Yeah.
And but it's not healthy to be so restricted. Anyway, well, Rose...
Okay.
Well, so if you're here,
seem like you've survived it.
What?
Yep.
Well, the whole Mormon thrashing.
Oh, yeah, no, I
survived. Rose
survived
it. No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, Rose, yeah, Rose,
survived.
Oh, my goodness.
You survived the Catholic thrashing.
I survived the Catholic. We all survived.
I survived the Jewish thrashing, you know.
Yeah,
but he's Jewish. He converted to Judaism. Oh, yeah, he was brought up Catholic.
I was Catholic.
Really?
He was and I knew there was
tortured
something
by
wrong.
Nuns.
Yeah.
Boy, you just could get enough, couldn't you?
I knew there was something wrong with that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that Judaism's any better. You know, all
they don't try
religions.
To convert anybody, though. All
I got
these religions
are
yeah,
racket. They
right.
do not try
right.
to convert anybody.
You know
no,
what
don't.
I had to do to get into
it? One of our problems.
To get into this religion?
Mazel tov, shalom,
yeah,
whatever.
They made me go to school. They wanted to know, why yeah. do you want to be a Jew?
Right.
Huh?
What's the matter
that
with
all?
You?
What's the matter with you?
Well, I think
swear
that's better. You, yeah. you, they
yeah,
made you want it. Well, kind of, except then people start to think, well, why won't you let me into your club? And
oh,
you've got
please.
All the money, which, you know.
But I thought
it's a little scary.
I think it's more dedicated and actually want to. I think people should take that.
Rose,
anyway, whatever the religion, it's all a bit of malarkey. I mean, it's
yeah.
it's great
yeah.
and everything for people to be connected and to have a cohesive community, and religion does bring us that. And it also does bring us a way to connect with people to have sex and make families, but
and
it's certainly...
Guilt.
Yeah, exactly. It brings us a lot of guilt. There's a lot of religious abuse. There's a lot of abuse that's committed, you know, like we were just talking about. And religion excuses it.
Sweeps it under the rug.
There's even kind of allows it to happen. Encourages
four minutes.
It.
4 minutes.
And so, you know, we're kind of a halfway house between hell and church right here. And you can come here, you can talk to us, you can hang with us, you can
yeah,
drink at the bar with us, and maybe even have sex with us right here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy, the soul of downtown LA.
It's all holy water.
It is. We've had a fun night tonight here.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, we went to this Hollywood party, but you know what? It was cool. It was great.
I had a great
time. The best
time.
Thing is to be right here in the soul
Absolutely.
Of downtown
Hazel,
LA.
I just love
we
Hazel.
Oh, we love Hazel. We want to get Hazel like over here.
Yeah, as I asked you. If she'd come over before, because she ever right
yeah, no, yeah, no. Hazel will come over. Look at these shoes I wore
yeah,
to this
really
place.
Cute.
Huh?
Well,
okay, so we're going to go, but we'll be back next Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Right here at the Speakeasy. Thank you, Milena. Thank you, Michael.
Have 4 minutes.
And, oh, we have 4 minutes. Okay, we can bullshit for a little while. All right, so what's going on?
So
cute.
Did you have a good time? I had a good time.
I had a good time. I really liked talking about Mormons. The Mormon thing, and Natasha Skinsky is also a Mormon, and
oh,
she's
yeah,
a porn
right.
star.
Is she
right.
is.
Really?
I remember her from Arrow's Day.
Yeah,
right,
she's
right.
a total Mormon.
Total Mormon.
And
well, she's a total ex-Mormon.
Ex-Mormon,
well,
right.
Well, to me, that's a Mormon.
Ex-Mormon.
Well... Yeah.
Mormon.
Because I'm creating a new form of Mormonism.
Oh, my God.
And this is what it is. It's called Mormon hedonism. And it's for people that were brought up Mormon and are now ethical hedonists, but they're still Mormon because that's what they're upbringing. Like, I'm Jewish. You know, how am I not going to be Jewish?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I'm not really... I'm not a religious Jew, obviously.
Right. Right. I still say,
so
oh
in a way, you're
oh
still
gosh.
Mormon.
Oh,
so cool. This is what it is. This is a branch of Mormonism
yeah.
that is going. And I'm determined to find the sexy parts of Mormonism.
Well,
I haven't found them yet.
There isn't any in the religion, but there are in the ex-members.
You're an equal opportunity employer. You should do that for all major religions.
Well, I know, but I'm surrounded by Mormons like lately. That's all I'm
saying. Sexy Mormons.
I would do it for all. Yeah, exactly.
Sexy Mormons.
Sexy Mormons. And I'm wondering, where do
hell.
These sexy
Susan,
Mormons come from?
Susan, I'm telling you, be careful. These people are into a conspiracy. They're trying to take.
They are into conspiracy theories, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which is fine with
Constitutionalist
gun-toting
Jews.
I don't have any lock on the chosen people. I have no desire to monopolize that sort of title, and I think it's. Better to have someone else
but,
have
you know,
it.
We'll take it away from the Jews
exactly.
for a while.
Exactly.
Mormons, the chosen people.
It's been an albatross around our neck, being the chosen people, especially when we don't even believe in much of an afterlife. So what even is the benefit?
Well,
it's like the Christians really think they're going to go somewhere with that.
You know, it could be a capital infusion opportunity, you think about it. Mormons?
Yeah, capital infusion. Exactly. I want some of that Mormon money. I'm going to start a whole branch of Mormonism with my girls here. The Speakeasy Girls of Mormon
Heat. The Mormon Girls.
We got a quorum or whatever. You know, we could have enough to marry Brigham Young, all of us.
Quorum of the three.
Okay, no offense to anyone.
My mother
gets
I'm galvanized by this. It's about one of the most unsexy religions, but there's something sexy about it.
No, there isn't.
Totally
about
the
members.
Look at all of us watching.
There's something completely sexy about the good guys.
Big Love.
Really?
People watch Big Love and they go, wow, that's creepy but sexy.
Well, I think everybody deep down wants to be a polygamist or something.
And, well, there's the polygamy, and there's also resistance. I mean, let's put it this way. As we said, freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second. And
that's true.
We think that when you're so restricted, even the slightest little, you know, sin is just incredible.
You're right.
So that is so kinky.
Right.
Okay, all that restriction.
You are so right.
I found the Mormon hedonism. All right,
yes,
brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we'll be back next week. And in the meantime, I want you to be good, be happy, be Mormon, be Jewish, be whatever you are, be an ethical hedonist, practice the bonobo way. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you, and even if you're Mormon. I love you.
Amen.
And all women.